It's the morning after. Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith and Phil Blundell. Loads to get into. Last night's games, obviously, and tonight's games. Manchester City versus Liverpool should be a genuinely great game, but there's lots of shoulds in football, and one of the things is that David Moyes should never, ever manage a team to a victory against a top six side. And that happened last night, Phil Blundell. It strikes at the core of everything I'm against. It's dreadful news, frankly. How did he do it?
By Chelsea sort of being all defensively, I think. In the goal that was disallowed, the debate in itself, there was a set 5 minutes later which they again scored from. The third goal was a bizarre goal to see when you're in 2-2, I think, when a point isn't an awful result. Because, I mean, Chelsea obviously would have liked to win last night, but I don't think point for where they are and who they're playing is an awful result. So the managed to break on them in quite the way they did with a couple of minutes left just struck me as very strange, to be perfectly honest. I don't think Chelsea were awful. They were quite good going forward. Willian's free kick is very good. I know Fabianski should probably do a little bit better at it. I thought West Ham deserved to win. They played reasonably well. It's one of those where if they'd put that level in all season, they probably wouldn't be in this in the first place.
Well, that is always the West Ham thing, is that had they been just a tiny little bit better, you know, it doesn't take much with the quality of player they've got right the way through the side, really, from 1 to 11, whoever they pick, for them to be a little bit better. And yet, they haven't been, but they picked a hell of a moment, because the one thing that had happened with the games up until the West Ham moment was that the sides that were in the bottom five just didn't look anywhere near a win, if we're honest about it. They barely looked near a draw. I think they'd only managed to get two draws or maybe three amongst all of them since the game sort of resumed. And then from nowhere, suddenly West Ham pulled that one out when, as I say, up until that point, everybody had looked abject.